can a nation make a major political change without the world knowing for sure what's happened? That's the subject of our first report today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for watching. North Korea is a secretive communist country. Its government controls the media, so there's no free press there, and the news that is reported is only what the government allows. But according to South Korean intelligence, Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, is increasing in power. She now appears to be in charge of one of the most important political organizations in North Korea. This group keeps close tabs on the ruling party's 3 million members to make sure they're loyal enough to the government. It also determines political jobs, keeps the Communist Party organized, and indoctrinates North Koreans with the government's ideals. If Kim Yo-jong is now in charge of the country's organization and guidance department, it would make her the second most powerful person in the country. But this has also raised questions about her brother's health. Kim Jong-un reportedly has an unhealthy lifestyle. He's said to be a heavy smoker. He usually keeps a grueling schedule with a lot of public appearances. But he sporadically disappeared from the public eye earlier this year without an official explanation. Though again, that's not unusual in North Korean media. In the United States, there's a controversy right now over a possible government ban on TikTok. The Trump administration says the Chinese video sharing application collects huge amounts of data from its users, their internet searches, wherever they've gone with their phones. And the U.S. has given TikTok's owner until September 20th to fix the problem or possibly sell its U.S. services to a U.S. company. TikTok is suing. It says the Trump administration didn't give the company a fair chance to defend itself and that the upcoming ban is politically motivated against China. TikTok has been banned in India over its data collection practices, but the company still has an estimated 800 million monthly users around the world, including 100 million in the U.S. alone.